Republicans praise Donald Trump's home run speech about Iran. By Hannah Blow on January 8, 2020. Several Republicans heaped praise on President Trump's measured response to Tuesday's airstrikes from Iran, which targeted U.S. military and coalition forces in Iraq. Trump addressed the nation on Wednesday following Tuesday's missile attacks in Iran, which were reportedly the country's response to the U.S. elimination of its top terror chief, Qasem Soleimani. No U.S. casualties were reported. As we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression, the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime, Trump said. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior, he warned. The missiles fired at us last night and at our allies were paid for from the funds made available by the previous administration, Trump added, refraining from announcing further military action and calling for a new deal with Iran. We want you to have a future and a great future. One that you deserve, Trump stated, calling for a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential. Trump also vowed that Iran will never possess nuclear weapons on his watch. For far too long, all the way back to 1979. To be exact, nations have tolerated Iran's destructive and destabilizing behavior in the Middle East and beyond. Those days are over. Iran has been a leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world. We will never let that happen. His address was met with praise from notable members of the GOP. A home run speech by President Real Donald Trump about the challenges we face with Iran, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, wrote as part of a greater Twitter thread. It was measured and firm, he wrote, adding, to the Iranian people, President Trump laid out a pathway forward for peace and prosperity. I hope you take it. Excellent address from Real Donald Trump, Representative Mark Meadows, RNC, wrote. The president showed a determined, forceful resolve while making it clear that America's strongly preferred option is de-escalation, not war. That's leadership. Let's remain vigilant and get back to focusing on issues at home, he added. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said he was pleased that Trump took the preferred path of no further military action and called for further military actions to be approved by Congress. He also praised the president for pushing for a better Iran deal. POTUS's decision to advance peace through mindful restraint with Iran represents his full commitment to an American-first foreign policy, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, assessed. Our strength will not be weakened by Iran's provocations, he added. Strong, measured statement from Real Donald Trump, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, stated. We all want peace, our economic and military strength is the greatest deterrent to war. Iran has an opportunity to become a productive member of the world community. It's an opportunity they shouldn't squander, he added. More.